You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
What a weekend. I can't see the glasses. There's a glare there. I mean, I can't see the screen. Now, if you're watching this live, you understand what I'm talking about. If you're listening to this tomorrow, I apologize, but if I put the glasses on, I could see the screen, but then you can't see my eyes because of the glare. I got to take them off. Now I can't see shit. Hi. Here's the deal. An incredible weekend. I'm going to start with the Knicks because I think that they deserve to get the credit finishing up their season. Strong fashion, obviously, getting to 50 wins. The number two seed. Cannot wait for the official postseason matchup, whoever it may be. Unfortunately, one of the two teams I did not want. Like, these are the two teams I didn't want in the first round, whether it's going to be the Philadelphia 76ers or the Miami Heat. They will have a play-in game, and then the winner will take on the Knicks as the seven seed. But if I could draw up a list of opponents that I didn't want in the first round, Philadelphia, Miami would be the top two. Now, it is what it is. Knicks finished with the second seed. You're not going to back in. You're not going to lose your way into a better matchup. You take your chances. They've earned it. Jalen Brunson, a legitimate superstar. We've been talking about MVP for months, not for weeks, and now it's become popular sentiment. Oh, you know what? He's the MVP. Yeah, no shit. Do you watch him play? I mean, obviously, if you watch the Knicks, and you even if you watch the rest of the league, but specifically if you watch the Knicks, he's the MVP. So I don't understand why people would even have an issue with it. And I felt that then. I feel it even more now. But what a tremendous regular season that the Knicks had. All the ups and downs, you know, pre-Anunoby trade, post-Anunoby trade. You know, when they get Anunoby at first, they go, they play like one of the best teams in the league with Brunson, Randall, and Anunoby. Obviously, the injuries, you know, hurt some things. And maybe it hurt just our feelings, not like our, you know, sentimental feelings. Like, it didn't hurt our feelings that he got hurt, but hurt our feelings toward the team, being that, it just sucks without a fully healthy team. They can't make a true run at the championship. However, if I would have told you when the Knicks traded for Anunoby pre-injury that they would finish the number two seed in the Eastern Conference, where do you sign up for that? What? Without Randall? With Anunoby being hurt? Sign me up for that. And they did it. So that's why I'm not putting a ceiling on this team. We've talked about this. Anything is possible, but I really don't want any part of I definitely don't want Philadelphia in the first round. I'll take Miami. I think the Knicks will pay them back for last year, but it's just not an ideal first-round matchup where you get two teams, one of those two teams, actually both of those two teams aren't really seven seeds. In the traditional NBA, you know, where players played every single day and the regular season mattered, the two seed would draw a seven seed that stunk. The seven seed barely belonged in the playoffs. Now you're going to get a seven seed that could win the Eastern Conference, whether it is Philadelphia, who's been dealing with Embiid being out all year long, obviously, and then you know, he comes back just in time for a potential first-round matchup with the Knicks, or Miami, who they don't play in the regular season, but in the postseason, they turn it up. Either way, not a favorable matchup round one, not your ideal break for finishing second in the conference, but you take it. And really, this was more about just giving the Knicks some flowers here for having a tremendous regular season. Think of how far we've come
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As Knick fans, getting to watch this team that has been god-awful for the better part of two decades now have put together some sustained success, and last year winning a round, getting to the second round in a competitive series with Miami. 2 years ago, being in the postseason, led by Julius Randle. Now again, number two seed going into the postseason. Hopefully, you know, they could go a little bit further than where they went last year. But, man, it feels like we've been in the doldrums for so long, and it feels great. It doesn't feel like it's that long ago, but it feels great to be out of that, where the Knicks will now be an official, you know, three out of the last 4 years, a postseason team, and this year, the number two seed. Okay, on to the baseball. First thing for me was I was at Dwight Gooden's ceremony today, and it was great. Truth be told, I didn't watch a pitch of the game. Actually, I'm lying. I didn't watch a pitch of the game in person. I left the game after the ceremonies and then came home and watched it. Now, before we get into the Mets and their nice series win, I actually like the idea that Steve Cohen waited to do this, although he didn't wait. Obviously, the Mets franchise changed ownership, and now you're seeing Keith and Kuzman and Doc and Darryl have their numbers retired. But it worked better for me because there are some special things that you do that involve sports that you pass down to your kids. Obviously, you know, your parents pass it down to you, maybe, and then you pass it on to your kids. Well, today was a special moment for me to be able to take my three-year-old daughter, soon to be three, to Citi Field. And she doesn't know what the hell's going on. But one day when she is older and does know what's going on, I could show her the pictures that we were at this game and look up at the number 16 that's going to be there forever and say, Daddy took you to this game, and we were able to see one of the greatest Mets of all time have his number retired, and rightfully so. And they're always special days, even with the Yankees, where it happens, it seems, more often than other teams because they have such great players. It still doesn't happen all the time. It's always a special day where a team retires a jersey number. And Mets fans have had that now in the last few years, thanks to Steve Cohen. And it was a fun one today, and I thought Doc was great. He sounded healthy, looked great. Nice to see some of the 86 Mets on hand. A little disappointing that it was only 32,000 at Citi Field, and the majority of those 32,000 weren't there for the ceremony. Maybe 20,000, maybe 20, who knows? But it was a good crowd. A lot of people waiting online to get in before the gates open, but it wasn't a packed house like I thought it should be. And then once it started raining, I was like, you know what? I'm out of here. I don't need to sit through a rain delay. 40-minute rain delay, no thanks. I'll go watch it at home. And that's exactly what I did. Now, the Mets did win 2 out of 3, and that's a huge deal. You know, remember too, Mets not only won their third straight series, they're doing it against teams that are good. Cincinnati, good. Atlanta, very good. Kansas City, very good. And the Mets have beaten all three in three straight series. Even with the loss on Saturday, I still feel good because they're fighting. They're scoring runs, right? They're going to give up some runs. That's fine, whether it's the bullpen, whether it's the starters. Hey, it happens. But the fact that they battle and score some runs, it makes it much easier to watch, much more fun. You know what they're doing? Playing baseball. It's nice to see a team that can play some baseball. They can catch it a little bit. They can pitch. They can hit. It's nice to see. You're not going to win all the baseball games, but they're playing some solid baseball, especially after the 0-5 start to be 7-8 is nothing short of a miracle. Try to keep it going against the Pirates. Yankees are a juggernaut. I know they lost a tough one, obviously, earlier today. If you're listening to this on Monday, they lost it on Sunday. Yeah, you know, you thought they were going to win with the Rizzo base hit in the 10th inning there in extra innings. But the Yanks bullpen gave it up. Bad defense as well. Soto a machine. Judge starting to look like Judge again. He looked great this weekend. So any concerns, and I know I had some, he got it going. Alleviate those concerns, you know, at least for now. But Judge looked really good. So I think they're more Volpe, an absolute freaking stud. The pitching, very good. So the Yankees will be just fine as they continue to. I know it's frustrating. You want to sweep some of these series. You lose a game to the Marlins. You should never lose to the Marlins. You should have swept the Guardians in a series here. Still, the Yankees are a machine that just cannot be stopped. And, you know, think about the landscape of New York sports. I'm not going to do a lot of Rangers here, but think about the landscape of New York sports where we're at. Yankees obviously playing like one of the best teams in baseball, have the most wins in Major League Baseball, a team with legitimate chance to go out there and win a World Series. Soto look great. Judge looks great. Volpe looks great. And on and on and on. The Mets, where we looked at they were going to be a laughing stock after the first five games, even six for that matter, not getting any hits, getting shut out, looking just like a dead team, walking as dead as can be. They have now righted the ship to where they have a season and legitimate playoff hopes. Are they a legitimate playoff team? We'll find out, but the expectation should be playoffs, and they have a legitimate chance to get there. You throw in the Knicks and the Rangers as we get the postseason started here, coming up not too far from now. You know, next week we get into it, next weekend, Rangers, you know, on the verge of the President's Trophy, and either way going into a postseason where they will be expected to compete for the Stanley Cup. And I'm not just talking about getting in. I'm talking about, you know, one of the favorites. I don't know the exact odds, but as far as I'm concerned, anything short of Stanley Cup victory for the Rangers is going to be a disappointment. You get to the finals, you lose. All right, you tip your cap, I guess, again. But really, it's got to be time for the Rangers to win a Stanley Cup. And the Knicks finishing with the second seed. I know the matchups aren't favorable in the first round, whoever it may be, Miami or Philadelphia. But still, the Knicks take their chances and hopefully that they could at least get themselves to the Eastern Conference Final. But think about where we're at with New York sports. Yankees great, Mets solid, Knicks and Rangers. Rangers one seed, Knicks two seed. New York sports are back, baby. I can't wait. It's only going to get better as we move on now in the coming weeks. All right, that does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, hit us up on the email, WFANDaily@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions and comments on an upcoming mailbag episode. Enjoy the rest of, if you're watching this live, appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. If you're listening to this tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.